Okay, Daf Hey Amid Aleph is an Amid of Limudim. There's a tremendous Shailen Halacha which has its Makar on Daf Hey Amid Aleph. And that is the question which I had placed here on the Bima regarding cash. If paper money has a din of money or has a din of shtaris. You know that a lot of halachas that require kesef, and the question is if a paper bill is kesef or not. One of the examples where this comes up by me every year is when we do mechiras chametz to the guy. A guy, according to many rishayim, is kind of metaltalim with kinyan kesef. So the guy gives whichever rav is selling the chametz, he gives him kesef to be kind of the chametz. And the question is whether you need coins, or whether you need whether the bills are enough. If you hold that paper money is kesef, so then you could use bills. If you hold that it's not kesef, then you need metal coins. The question is what type of metal coin, but that's enough gemina. Most rabbanim, to play it safe, by mechiras chametz, use the dollar coins that the government has made. You always wonder why they bother making dollar coins, no one uses it. So by mechiras chametz, we need about $300 in coins, and quarters would make it a little difficult. So it's very handy. We have about 300 of the dollar coins, probably half of the number in circulation in the country. But anyway, this is enough community. You need a prut of each person. For every person who's selling, it's a bunch of rabbonim, so that's what it comes out to, more or less. What's the have? I mean, it's not.
What?
Okay, so explain to everyone why should a piece of paper, a shtar is a piece of paper, it's a bond, I owe somebody money. Why would a piece of paper be kesef?
The issue is that this kesef has no worth. So
So you're defining kesef as something that's backed by the government, legal tender.
Well, how's that coin? See, that's a shame. That coin is just like a dollar bill.
It's just
like
a dollar bill, legal tender.
Yeah, correct, legal tender, a lot of things. It's no, but the question is, how do you define kesef? It's a very hard thing to get to the bottom of. On the one hand, what's money? Money is something the government says is money. A person could argue that gold really has no inherent value either. It's just that everyone accepts it. Gold is a pretty useless metal, except for the fact that that people consider it to be valuable. On the other hand, when the Gemara says you can't use shtarais for certain things, it says malish shtarais she'ein gufan mamon. A shtar, for example, there's no shvua inishbar al shtarais. A shtar is not good for certain things. Gemara says malish shtar she'ein gufan mamon. It's not the goof of the shtar is not mammon, it's a piece of paper. So the question is, what about a dollar bill? Is a dollar bill also ein gufan mammon? In lomdis, it's a very difficult thing to be oimid on what the shaila is, what the tzedadei hashaila are, if a dollar bill should be mammon. And it's not an easy thing to be oimid on. So you need one of the gedolei oilam to paskin. What? Why are coins different? So the Einig Yontif, which is in the copy here, the last paragraph, Einig Yontif Tain is that our coins are not worth the value, the metal is not worth the value of the coin. It's not 25 cents worth of metal. But on coins, you can't say, ain't guf on mamon. The guf has a shavius. It may not be the full shavius. But it's not ain't guf on mamon. A piece of paper, a blank piece of paper you could use, a paper that's printed up with all kinds of green, can't use it for anything. I mean, except that it's money. But it's not goof on mammon. That's pretty much the need. And the Anigyanta brings that some Sefer had this taina. That metal is also not, doesn't have the value. He says, not so. Metal, you see, there's more metal in a coin that's worth more. It's not like a piece of paper. It's the same piece, size piece of paper if it's a dollar or $100. That's his taina. What? Yeah. So a silver dollar, yeah, but nobody's going to say that a non-silver dollar is not kesef. You have to have a silver dollar. I don't think anybody holds that way. So we accept that a nickel has... more metal than a dime, okay? Is the silver of the dime worth more than the nickel? The nickel dime has to be. I mean, it's not good for the moment. Well, nobody, I don't think anybody uses bills. One minute. The Rabbanim are willing to take bills. But the Kenya with the guy, I don't know everybody. I mean, I only know what we do. All right, there goes Matisaw. So it's got to be that way. Oh, I'll tell you the truth. I never asked him the question. But I'll tell you the truth. Most Poskim accept that bills are kesef, which is the psak of some cipher that's brought here. And it's a psak, I have here a short list. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan is one of them, who holds that, who was the Pesach Hador 100 years ago. He passed in that way, the Shalom Eishiv, and Chesed Lavram was a Chesedish Pesachim. There are many Pesachim that hold that it's money. But it's hard to be oimid on a proof. I've never seen yet a Pidyon HaBen that somebody should use paper money for Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen, you could use Shavu Kesef, you can take off your jacket and use it for Pidyon HaBen. But nobody uses paper money for Pidyon HaBen. So it seems, what?
Why is that so terrible?
It's because it has to be Shavu Kesef. It has to be Gufay Mamin. Okay, maybe the shovel will be good. You need something to be Gufay Mamin. Gemara says that somebody gave Rav Kahana Sudra B'Pinyan HaBen, it's Gemara Leiv in Kedushin, he said the Didi Shoveli, and it worked. But here the question is whether it's money, whether it's anything. You can't give an IOU to a Kayyim B'Pinyan HaBen. A Shtar is an IOU. It's the same thing. The silver certificate may be worse. Because the pshat is, it's legal tender, so it's money. Now, a silver certificate is also legal tender. It's not worse. But if I have a certificate that entitles me to get silver, the silver store gives me a piece of paper that says that I'm entitled to get silver. That's not kesef. It's a shtar. It's not kesef. So it's a very difficult thing to be aimed on. I think it's mukubal generally, the psakat of some cipher, that for all monetary things, but not lechaveri things, paper money is money, although the Chassam Sefer at the end says not to use it for Pidyon HaBen, which certainly needs some Hezber. I mean, it's Hashem Mashiach will come, we'll have Maisa Sheini, and we'll want to be paid in and can bring it up to Yerushalayim. Who wants to bring tons of coins? You want bills. So this is the Shailov, you can be paid it on bills, this is the need. So as always, I have my own Ha'orah to add to it, and listen to what I'm going to tell you, and you'll tell me if you agree. The shaila is, if a bill is money, which everyone here seems to feel it's money, or you'll take it, or if it's a shtar. What's a shtar? A shtar is a document, a bond, that says that that you're owed money. That's a shtar.
A shtar, you can't devalue it. Let's say if God gives you a $10 bill, he could give it back $9.
Right.
You're only spending one. But a shtar is a shtar. That's the way it is. It's the whole value.
Why can't you change a shtar?
Then you have to tear up that shtar and write another shtar.
You could do that if you want. You could do whatever you like. I mean,
it's different when it's with the dollar bill.
Okay, I don't know if that difference should matter so much. I'll tell you my horror is the following. It's as usual, it comes in Hilchos Ribbis. And I want to tell you a din in Hilchos Ribbis, even if you don't like everything else I'm going to say, but it's a nice din to learn. The halacha is a din in Hilchos Ribbis. The Rambam says this thing is daimel ribbis, and it's mutter. The case is the selling of shtaris. What is selling of shtaris? Let's say I have a bond, a $100 bond, and the government's going to give me $100 at the end of the year for it. Or I have an IOU. I lent you $1,000. No ribbis. I lent you $1,000. You gave me an IOU. It says that on the 30th of the month, you're going to give me $1,000. I need the money today. You tell me you don't have it. You'll have it at the end of the month. You get your paycheck. So I have a bond that says you're going to give me $1,000. So I go over to my friend. I say, look, if I'll tell you, lend me $1,000, I'll give you back $1,100. That would be ribbis. I can't do that. If I say, lend me $900, I'll give you back $1,000. I can't do it. I'll tell you what. Lend me $900, And I'll give you this bond, this paper, and on the 30th you'll get $1,000 that I'm entitled to. Now what am I really doing? I'm going to get $1,000 at the end of the month. I'm telling him, give me $900 today, and I'll give you this bond, you'll get $1,000 at the end of the month. As the Rambam says, Nirak Ribbis. It seems to be Ribbis. I'm getting $900, I'm giving you back $1,000. So that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that notes, bonds, IOUs, are a marketable item. There's something that's traded, it's a commodity. It's something that a person could sell, he could sell at a discount. Even though it seems to be Ribbis, it's not Ribbis. What?
Like
a ksuba, that you could buy a ksuba for a value. Okay, good. Yeah, take a certain amount of risk. So the point is that a shtar is considered an item that could be sold for different prices. Now, is anybody in their right mind going to say that about a bill, a dollar bill or a $100 bill? That I can sell the $100 bill, I'll sell it to somebody, well, nobody's going to buy it at a discount, but I'll, no one's going to sell it at a discount, but I'll tell somebody, I have a $100 bill, you know, I have something, I'll sell it to you for $110. Now, why would a person do it? He needs the $100 today, he wants to give me $110 at the end of the month. So I'll tell him, look, I'll sell you this shtar, you give me $110 at the end of the month. Nobody would look at a piece of paper as a shtar that's a commodity that you could sell, you could price and sell at different prices. It just seems to be a proof, a hagaba asmach, that shtarais are items, the items that are bought and sold. They have a certain value to be bought and sold. Not only nowadays, there was a bond market 500 years ago. When the Rambam was alive 800 years ago, there was a bond market. You believe it? The Rambam says that the bonds are bought and sold. So this is the nidine of looking. What?
Cash is,
well, in some places they're bought and sold for other reasons. But but it's not a commodity that a person doesn't buy paper cash for metal cash. That's not done. So what? So I'm saying it's a raya saying, no, but nobody would look at it that way. It would seem ridiculous. To call it a shtar, gabe, the dinim of shtaris, it would sound to be absurd. I want to mention that there's a shaila of a check has a din of a bond. Can I sell a check at a discount? Now, there's no question, I can't sell my own check. I can't say, I have a check for $1,000, give me $900, it's dated at the end of the month. I write out my own check for $1,000, I sell it at a discount. That's ribbis. I'm buying $900. And at the end of the month, you're going to collect $1,000. Every IOU is that way. You give me $900, I write an IOU for $1,000 at the end of the month. That's certainly awesome. Now, because you're not selling a shtar, when it's your own check, or you take a piece of paper and you write in an IOU $1,000, right now it's not a commodity. Because when you have a paper that you owe yourself, but if you owe me $1,000 and you give me a piece of paper, when I have it, it's something of value. If I have a shtar that you owe me money and someone destroys it, he's a mazik. If I'm not able to collect, he has to pay me. The piece of paper that someone else owes me money has value. The piece of paper that says that I owe someone else money and I have it, it's nothing. It's ridiculous. I take a paper, I write on it, I owe you $1,000, and I don't suddenly have another $1,000. It's a meaningless thing. But a check from a third party that I have, the question is whether I could sell it as well, whether that's called shtaris. It seems to be makubal in the paiskim that it can also be sold at a discount. I think that's what they rely on in Eretz Yisrael, the check cashing places that do things at a discount. Not so poshut, you could do your own check. Someone else's check is poshut, you could do it. You walk in with someone else's check, you could do it. You could do it with your own check. Is not a davar pashut that it's mutter if you're insisting on getting the money now. If the person will get the money in 2 days and you say you can give me the money in 2 days, there's no shaila. But to take your own check, and sell it at a discount, basically, when you cash checks, and they keep 1%, 2%. So it's not a double poshet. Your own check is mutter. A third party's check is one thing, but your own check is not a double poshet that it's mutter.
Right?
What? What does exchange fee mean? That's right, but he doesn't, there's no loan. You give him something, he gives you something back. If the condition is, I get it in 2 days, that then it becomes an issue. In other words, if I'm giving you $1,000 now, and I'm going to get the $1,100 in 2 days, that becomes a ribbis issue. Unless it's not conditional. Unless you can, if you pick it up in 2 days, it'll be the same thing. Then it's okay.
That's what it is.
Cash discount is a problem. If you have a store with a cash discount, the cash discount is fine. It's the higher price for credit that's the problem.
My prices are marked. Then if you give me cash, I'll charge you less.
If you have a marked price, okay. You only do cash. You don't do anything for non-cash. If you give someone a discount for cash, really, a store is not allowed to have two prices. One for credit and one for cash. That's there are gas stations here that have it that are Jewish owned. Many of them, according to Alan David, are owned by Yidden, and to buy there on credit is a problem. It's really on a credit card is a higher price. It's an issue. You have to buy on cash, or you have to go to the not Jewish owned. The most of them, the BP on right here on Owen Coney, is Jewish owned. You can't use a credit card there because you're doing it. If they get the money right away, the amount it costs them more, you can reimburse them, but they charge much more than what it costs them. And that's an issue. There's no question. You can't have two prizes, one for cash and one for credit. The Chachmas Odom holds that when there's a very clear price, there are no two prices, there's a clear price, and then B'shas payment, he says, I'll give you a reduction for cash, the Chachmas Odom holds its mutter because it's clear that the higher price is the true price. Even that, there are many mefaklikin. I think in the Green Rivers book it says not to rely on it. You really shouldn't have two prices. The cash price is mutter. It's the higher credit price which is problematic. Okay.